This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have entered February in the year 2016 on this Monday edition. Thank you so much for joining us on the 1st of February 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, and we have our own Mikhail Phelan in studio, investigative journalist, who's big on the hacker beat, breaking that NASA was indeed hacked, drone hijacked by the white hat hackers and steered out to sea. To illustrate the giant gaping holes in government security. And it's now been confirmed that NASA indeed was hacked. Our story is still on DrudgeReport.com, an enduring link up there since yesterday. Hackers allegedly, now it's confirmed, hijacked drone after massive data breach at NASA. Hackers released 631 aircraft and radar videos, 2,143 flight logs, and data on 2,414 employees, as well as hijacking or remote controlling a drone, which they can do with all your big new aircraft, also have the hijacking capabilities in them as well. That's what the remote control systems are based on, is autopilot. That's coming up for like 30 minutes in the third hour. We're going to have Richard Reeves at a Trump rally that kicks off at about 1:30 Central. He'll be there talking to folks, and also will be carrying some of Trump's speech. Richard Reeves will pop in before that. He's also, again, in Iowa, there for the caucuses that are starting as we speak. So there is so much to go over on that front. And then Paul Joseph Watson from London will be hosting the fourth hour today. And undoubtedly, there are at least 10 new articles, usually 5, of mass raping, stabbings, killings, lootings, poopings. That's another fun thing. The radical jihadis do, because they come from the worst third world areas in the Middle East, and so they jump in the public pools in the winter and begin fondling and defecating and urinating. There's more of that going on. I mean, I don't want to get off into gross stuff, but it's like all these foreigners coming in from all over the third world that have never had toilets. And so just everywhere there's human feces now and urine. And, well, it's a cultural exchange program, I guess. So don't dare teach them about our culture. Just accept theirs, because that's what you do in political correctness, is you basically kill any type of advanced culture and go to the lowest common denominator, because that's what the social engineers want to have to begin with, is total control. Now, when we come back from break, I don't know how to go over all this news. I'm going to try my best. And there's a phenomenon. I read news at night. I read news in the morning. I scan television. I scan the different videos coming in, the different emails. I look at hundreds of pieces of data, and then I come in here an hour before, sometimes 20 minutes before, and just thumb through hundreds of articles, most of which I've already seen, and then a lot of which I haven't, and then my head just starts spinning before I get on air. And whatever focus I had kind of blast out into the ether by the time I get on air. And I guess that's kind of a good thing. The show's a success, and it wakes a lot of people up, so I guess you can't argue with that. But I wanted to get into the secret of the Hall of the Mountain King here today. And I more and more just thematically want to, as an allegory, as an archetype, bring people into the hall of the Mountain King and all of the secrets within. Because that is the main allegory of the enemy. It's one of their favorite secret symbols, is the man in the mountain with the knowledge of the ages. It's another metaphor for Elysium or Mount Olympus or breaking away. And it's not gold and silver or diamonds or rubies or fast cars or fine horses or women that are wealth in this world. True wealth comes from ideas and understanding how systems work. And the public is akin to Helen Keller in their ignorance.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
You got it, bud.
Mr. Smith coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
That'll be 21 years on air. And in about 10 days, I'll be 42. Hard to believe I started out on air when I was 21. Thank you so much for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. Anthony Gucciardi hosts the fourth hour. I think he's popping in with Paul Joseph Watson from the United Kingdom. So a lot of key information coming up today. I don't know where to start, but there's stories like this one on InfoWars.com. Hillary claims she is not in the pocket of anyone after receiving $6 million from George Soros alone last month. And we have a CBS News clip where she says she's not beholden to anyone. No, she's just gotten more money from Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and all these big globalist operations than all other candidates combined. So she's an outsider. And she's going to stand up for women because she really cares about you, just like Obama stood up for black people and doubled their unemployment, basically. absolutely turned his back on those communities that are some of the most government dependent out there for government jobs programs. Just basically ended those because that makes you all the more on your knees, doesn't it? So we'll be getting to that clip. Hillary claims she is not in the pocket of anyone after receiving $6 million from Soros just last month. Yeah, they have, quote, investigative journalists at Media Matters that's openly funded by Soros and run by the White House. I mean, they brag that they get talking points every week from the White House and meet with the White House. The head of it was the former transition head of the White House for Obama. And then a few years ago, they said, we want to have investigative journalists talk to Alex Jones. We want to be fair and balanced. And I knew it was a big joke, but I wanted to be able just to hear what the Media Matters folks would say. So I get on the phone with them, and it's the editor of Media Matters. And I go, hey, listen, you got $3 million this year from George Soros alone, and he's your number one funder. And he's a Nazi war criminal. Oh, no, he's not. And we don't get any money from him. So I pulled up federal donation information online. Just searched it in the federal database, which anybody can do online, for George Soros funding Media Matters. And then it took me to Wikipedia that had links to the actual federal register where it said it. And I said, well, here's $4 or $5 million just the last year, and here's $6 million before that, and $10 million to help set it up. He goes, ha, ha, you're funny. You got another conspiracy theory for me. And I went, so I'm on the federal government's own website, and you're saying George Soros doesn't fund you. He said, that's right. Sort of giggling. And I said, this interview is over. That's how dumb they think you are. But it's like the gaslighting technique the CIA talks about, where you slap somebody across the face, and you have somebody else with you, generally, and the person says, how dare you slap me? And the other person laughs, and they go, we didn't slap you. And some people are so suggestible with mass Stockholm syndrome that they will actually then believe they're mentally ill and insane. And they'll just sit there and go, there's no world government. Pope didn't call for world government. Davos didn't call for world government. There is no plan to get your guns. Obamacare is free. There are no death panels. And then 1 week after Obamacare passes, cover of Newsweek, the case for killing Granny, and you bet they're death panels and they're good. And we're going to kill you deader than a hammer. And Bill Gates gets up in front of, you know, these teacher conventions and goes, if we don't give someone end-of-life care, that's 10 teachers we can hire. As if you're going to get the bounty of killing this person. It shows the teachers kind of rocking back and forth in their seats, getting real excited because, oh, money. And they're so decadent. They're so slothful. They're so weak. They're so evil. They're so parasitic. They're so predatory. At a base level, they just fantasize about not treating people and people dying and them getting some of the loot as if you spineless, ugly, stupid people would get anything from your devilish master that can't wait to tear you into little pieces. You fools, you dishonorable, weak scum. As if you can do something to the least of us and it won't be done to you, better for you to tie a millstone around your neck and cast it into the deepest ocean. Let me translate that. Better for you to tie a giant boulder around your chicken neck with a rope around your neck and throw it into a 5,000-foot deep ocean in the Marianas Trench, because it's 14,000 feet or whatever it is. All right, before I go off into a rant, excuse me, let me just do this. We've never gotten through more than 20 stories, but I've got a couple hundred here. Let's just try to read headlines. These are not even the most important in order. BBC, scientists get gene editing go-ahead. Will be illegal for scientists to implant modified embryos into women. But they've already been growing in other animals for at least 30 years. But now they're getting around to telling the slaves. There's a big rollout right now about how much fun it is. Of course, I began about 3 months ago a secret plan to actually legally and lawfully get inside these and actually show you. I wonder why they're suddenly admitting it to everyone. Psychological inoculation for when it comes out, people will just say, wasn't that the last episode of X-Files? they always with the X-Men and the X-Files, the mutation has magical powers. No, it's grown up like a ham inside a cow, and then it gets dissected. It doesn't, you know, shoot fireballs across the room. See, just like the biometrics in cars and the tracker boxes and everything is meant to be fun and cool, and it's suddenly there, and, oh, we're going to start taxing you with it. But only the nicest Mercedes had it 10 years ago. And then, oh, the lowest-level Mercedes and the lowest-level Toyota, and you pay for it, and it's so cool and so convenient. So the subconscious message is, let them genetically engineer you. You're going to shoot fireballs. You're going to fly. You're going to be like Spider-Man. No, you're going to be infertile, and your children are going to have low IQs, and they're not going to have children, and the globalists are going to declare victory against you and your seed if you let them. So that's one article. Excuse me, I guess I didn't do what I said I'd do. I just went to one article out of more than 200 a day. One, and they're all just as important. People are like, why do you keep obsessing over embryos and animals? Oh, I don't know the hundreds of horrible reasons it's so deadly. The dehumanization, what's coming next, what are they doing, we don't know. The zoological crossover viruses and bacterial mutagens that are already causing mass plagues across the earth that they're quietly trying to downplay. Oh, here's another little juicy for you. I've had scientists on 20 years ago breaking this down. Alzheimer's can be transmitted from one person to another. New evidence suggests Alzheimer's is a cloud name, a catch-all for exploding neurological disorders. But yes, mutated mold and mutated different fungi and mutated bacteria and mutated nanotech crystalline structures are spreading in mammal brains everywhere. And now there's neurological disorders up over tens of thousands of percentage. And then they just sit there and tell you everything's okay. Bye-bye, Bluebird. You got to laugh at all this. Oh, I thought it was aluminum in the pots. I thought it was, oh, no, they're finding that there's crystal structures. Not just like the mad cow, but it's in the same class that stay on the scalpels. Of course, this has been known for decades. The elite, when they have brain surgery, they go to elite high-level hospitals the public doesn't even have access to in most cases, or a wing the public doesn't have access to, and brand new surgical steel and titanium systems are used. And when they're done, they're sold into an aftermarket back out. But they don't have scalpels or other devices with metal in their bodies that have ever cut on anybody else. And it's because of these natural nanotech type formations in the world, in the galaxy, in the universe, that they're trying to mimic with nanotech, but are simply different forms of crystals. Sorry. Oh, that's two articles. Let me continue here. Oh, look at this. Why is nobody nailing Obama for this huge, bald-faced lie that he was just caught in? I don't know. Because they've conditioned us to accept it? We'll get into that. Oh, EU leaders claim no link between Cologne sex attacks and migrants. Even though the police admit it was all Muslim migrant men, it doesn't matter because the government said it didn't exist. I walk right up and punch you in the nose. Your nose is bleeding. I go, nobody punched you in the nose. You're a conspiracy theorist. Imagine, if you want to know the secrets of the universe, they just tell you they don't exist, there is nothing but TV, and if you say, I question known liars, you're a conspiracy theorist. What an ultimate brainwashing technique. Okay, we're going to get into Iowa when we come back. And a lot of people say, man, why don't you be more positive? You know, I am positive about humanity. If we admit how much trouble we're in and activate our survival instinct and stop being nihilistic and stop giving up, as the spirit of the world is projecting and broadcasting, believe me, I see it, I feel it. I hear it. Then we have a chance at infinity. If we don't, we will fall. You see, God is a free will entity. We're being given free will to destroy ourselves.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. Got some really interesting and informative guests going to be joining us throughout the week via Skype, via phone, in person, in studio. We've got Richard Reeves, obviously in Iowa until tomorrow. He's going to be popping in also during some of our live coverage tonight after the news of what's unfolding on that front as well at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I shot a little tongue-in-cheek piece last night right before I went live on the radio for the Sunday show at 4 o'clock called Trump Wins Iowa in Landslide. And that little video's got 141,000 views just on Facebook since last night. But the reason I point that out is Trump, in almost every poll, has gone from neck and neck or behind Cruz to 3 to 5 points ahead of him. And Trump has 10, 15, 20-point leads, 30-point leads in places like New Hampshire, in places like Michigan, in places like New York. He is the absolute total frontrunner. And when I watch Fox and CNN and all of it monitoring them, because I've been watching more because of the election, obviously, then I've been watching hours of it a day probably with it on in the background. I turn it up when they come back from break. And it's just the same mindless talking points over and over again. Hillary's in trouble. Oh, my gosh. Watergate, which is true. And what will the Democrats do? But Hillary is ahead of Bernie, and she's going to beat him. And Donald Trump, you know, he's not really surging. And that's not what's true. So they're really, really trying to put the kibosh on Trump, and that tells you everything you need to know. The establishment is deathly afraid of Trump. He is an unknown country, an unknown quantity. I'm not saying he's perfect. I'm not saying I completely trust him because he is a loose cannon, but we know what we've got, as I've said 100 times, with Hillary and Jeb Bush and Bernie Sanders. I mean, imagine in America a guy goes out and has crowds of up to 50,000 people in every state for, quote, socialism, when we know socialism floats like a lead balloon. I mean, it is a disaster everywhere it's tried but Libya. And that's because there was, and I've always said historically, only a strong man, philosopher, dictator can take something like a national resource like oil, sell it, and then put it into actual education, actual public works, actual libraries, aquifers, and national industries. And he really did that. And I'm not lionizing Muammar Gaddafi. It's just a fact that that is the case. It works nowhere because special interests come in, they take control of the socialism, they take control of the distribution, and they begin shutting down all their competition, giving government contracts to their friends. That then kills competition. Scarcity starts up. Look at Venezuela. Look at Russia. Look at everywhere. China, you could say, has worked, but it's been communism on the top, really fascism, with a tiny group of generals and party members becoming billionaires, with a huge mass of hardworking, entrepreneurial people culturally, free marketers culturally, very materialistic, very scientific. That's still the stereotypes for reasons. Hardworking, smart, entrepreneurial, Chinese. And can grow plants in a desert. You know, really smart, hardworking people. But they're held as slaves for thousands of years by imperial elites. And just like Russia went from imperial elites to communism, China went from imperial elites to communism. America went from imperial elites to 1776 and free market and ended up having more than half the wealth in the world, almost all the patents, the trailblazers, the toughest people in a fight, the most inventions. I mean, the whole world, from Japan to France to Russia to Chile, go back 200 years ago, 100 years ago, America was the best, America was the best, America was the best, America was the best. Our sports, our culture, everything dominated because it just gave humans a little bit of freedom, a little bit, compared to other societies. And there were articles in England and other places saying, 200 years ago, if the American system doesn't get taken over, and if it keeps operating, empires will fall to its mercantile, modern free market system. That's how they kind of saw it was mercantile, even though it wasn't. But you can read those articles. And so British intelligence and others came over. You can look this up. By 1900, made it fashionable in the newspapers to speak with a British accent, had the East Coast robber barons began to speak with English accents. They called it an Atlantic accent. First from Howell the Third, and got everyone into it. Sent in British intelligence into New York, into D.C., set up Pratt House in 1922 in New York, and took over. We were taken over by the British Empire at that point. But be clear, that doesn't mean the British people, but the British Empire system of the Rothschilds that they hijacked in 1815 is in current control.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There are ones completely wasting, out of work and down. All inside is so frustrating.
Put some action in my life. Breaking the law.
Breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Well, if tyranny is the law, it is our duty before God to break it. But the elites controlling our country, they write the laws that are unconstitutional, many of them, and then flagrantly break them all they want. I've got a clip here with New York attorney when they're asking him about money laundering and corruption from 60 Minutes. The top lawyer says, we run the country. We can do whatever we want. It's like Jim Cramer admitted, I guess, a decade or so ago in a big interview. He said, yeah, I used to break the law all the time. We used to fix and rig everything. That was after the statute of limitations was up and he hadn't traded stocks or securities for a decade. So that's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. The elites and their companies are exempt from Obamacare. The elites are exempt from the major taxes. In fact, I have a clip I want to play here in a moment first where Hillary talks about the Warren Buffett rule that the, quote, wealth should come from those that have it. So let me see. If there is a goose that symbolizes free market capitalism and innovation and competitiveness and ideas. And it produces two golden eggs every morning. Does the saying that the wealth should come from who produces it is like saying take a hatchet and cut it open. And then you get the one or two eggs that are in there that it hadn't laid yet, and then you got a dead goose. So instead of getting 1,000 golden eggs or more, you get a couple of golden eggs. It's called a conquest looting economy versus a free market economy. And there's always a mix of the two historically. This is Alex Jones economics, but this is what you study history is really going on. Cronies, insider elite groups controlling things, ruling by force, always consolidating, never having enough power, their own strata of elites under them, setting up their own little petty empires, destroying productivity, destroying confidence. Why should you build a business if somebody's just going to take it? You go to third world countries that never got a shot at freedom, whether it be in Eastern Europe or Latin America. You talk to people, they're just as smart as we are, smarter. Great artists, intelligent, but they don't want to produce anything because somebody's just going to take it from them. Or if they try to, other people with a socialist mindset get mad at them and try to take what they've got. So the response is, don't produce. And I guess in a way the Bible's right, the meek will then inherit the earth. The earth that the free marketers build. But first, the free marketers build the earth, build the civilization, and then the gang parasites come, and they loot it, and they pull it down, and they burn it to the ground. Then they point at the ruins their grandchildren do and say, our ancestors built that when you didn't build it. Obama inverts reality and tells business owners, whether they be a poet or an author or a haircutting facility or a gas station, you didn't build that. As if humanity collectively didn't build it. As if innovation didn't build it. As if competition didn't build it. He said the state built it. And yes, the state can sit there and steal massive amounts of our capital, our labor, our work, as if it's a palette of paints, and put the different colors out of our energy, our creations, our inventions, and then paint on a palette and claim the painting is theirs. But it's done in our blood, and our guts, and our tears, and our sweat, not the state. And when you start hearing the state saying it is the fount of wisdom and the fount of civilization, you know you're entering a communist hell pit. And let me tell you something. I see a lot of Bernie Sanders stickers around Austin, Texas. And I see these people, and many of them have bumper stickers that say, I like to pay taxes because I like civilization. I forget who said the quote. Yes, groups of people can get together and decide to vote to take a portion of their money collectively to build something for the public good, a canal, a river, a lake, an electrical system, a museum, a road, but not, notice the more socialist it gets, we build the roads, give them to special interest, call that privatization. We build racetracks and then give it to the private interest. They build museums and then charge you to go into them. They build libraries and then charge you to go into them. But that's the old vestigial end of trying to build a civilization. The point is a rich, free market with low taxes and low regulation on individuals produces a giant cream top off which you can take some money and build infrastructure. But you don't jack up taxes to 80% and then have an infrastructure. It collapses. French infrastructure is collapsing. The immigrant migrant darlings are running around engaged in thousands of robberies and carjackings and lootings on the highways a day. That was in French news agency last week. The country is in collapse. It has the highest suicide rate in the world now, above Japan. The French government 2 years ago imposed a 101% tax on millionaires. You say, how is that possible? It's meant to destroy wealth. And how could you do something like that? What elite would do that to themselves? Because they exempt themselves. It came out 4 years ago that the French socialists selectively do not pay federal taxes. And all of them, to a person, have basically been caught with giant Swiss bank accounts of stolen money on top of it. And they know they're hardcore criminals. It's not like they're corrupt and getting away with it. They have taken over. They rule. You try to unseat them like Marie Le Pen, they arrest you. They are the oligarchs, and they are loved by the fawning socialist masses who want, hey, you want 3 months of vacation? You got it. Hey, you want a 35-hour work week? You got it. Guess what? Nobody's going to fix your leaking ceiling. Guess what? There's no job for you now. Oh, guess what? The highway's falling apart. 101% tax. And they don't care that almost every movie star from France has left. They don't care that almost every soccer star has left. They don't care if their main media people have left. They don't care because they want to depress it. They want to run it in the ground like the French Revolution till everything collapses. And they're the only ones with money. They're the only ones left standing and buy it all up. And then they're going to make it imperial again and militaristic and right-wing, and they'll put a Napoleon in. Mark my words. It's a cycle. It's what Dark Side Illuminati are into, and you can sit there and watch them doing it. You go, they're idiots. They're imploding their own country. No, they're not. You engage in siege and cut everyone else off. The masses beg you more to take more of their rights because they think you're actually giving them something. They join you even more in the lottery ticket culture. That if we just get the right socialist in, you know, where's all the free health care? Oh, Obama didn't deliver it, but Bernie Sanders and Hillary, they will. Oh, Sarkozy didn't deliver, so Hollande's going to deliver. And when he doesn't deliver, oh, somebody else will deliver. When if you could just keep 60-70% of your own money, that would deliver you into running your own life, your own house, your own car, your own vacation, your own decisions. But see, oh, no, no, you've got to be on the government control. Even if you have a job, you've got to be dictated to, because that private job is a government contract, so you need to watch your behavior or you're going to lose that job, lose that pension. Well, guess what? Because you all got quiet and you all went along, the military, the police, the bureaucrats all over the world got in line to the globalists. Now you're going to lose everything because a world of sheep will be ruled by good old Lobo, the wolf. You want to be sheep? You want to be dishonorable slaves? You want to be fools? Good. Enjoy yourselves. Believe that arch communist with his sickening rhetoric, knowing he's preying on people, Bernie Sanders. Knowing full well the ultra elite that he badmouths all day are financing the socialist revolution, are running the whole takeover. And why is that again? Because they are exempt from their own system. They are exempt. They are above the law. They have diplomatic and political immunity. They are the new royalty. They have the letter of mark, not you. And if people won't figure that out and see it, with computers and robots and upscaling technology, we should all be working 10, 20 hours a week on really fun, interesting projects and going to the stars and just having incredible medical developments that are guided by moral compass and being preparing ourselves to go to the next level of human development, which is just unbelievably amazing. Not going to happen. The elite have stated in thousands of white papers that we've covered hundreds of them here that they decided that you're unwashed, you're going to be drugged, chemicalized, entertained into a stupor, and you're going to be given cancer, and you're going to be phased out. Pretty soon, though, it'll be neurological disorder will be the main cause of death, that and infectious disease. And they tell you they're killing you. And see, they tell me they're killing me in all these books, and I see them actually setting it up and putting the tracker boxes in the cars, and just as like a normal mammal, I go, oh, get ready, folks, rally, do something, look at them. And people are like, shut up, man. Cowboys are coming on, baby. And then I'm the weirdo because as a normal man, I'm just trying to survive and have a future for humanity. People look at me and they go, you care about other people? You actually care? My problem is you try to help a lot of people and they don't want your help. You try to show people the secrets of how things operate that are hiding in plain view. They don't want it. They like the way they see the world and they don't care what's really there. You know, this isn't my opinion. The stuff we cover here is a fact. And the difference is now people know that's true. They know that really it's worse than I'm saying, that I don't have the words. I don't have the verbal, semantical thesaurus to paint you a picture of the abject horror that we're going into. And right behind a paper-thin wall are the nastiest, most despicable, most dehumanizing, most horrifying things you could ever imagine. I was told by a genetic engineer about a project they were on in England once, and I never told the story on air because it's so fantastical. They had in tanks people with gills and their little babies, and they were in there just gulping, clawing at the sides. You see a turtle at the zoo and it wants out and you feel for it. They got humanoids crossed with fish and stuff. I mean, we are screwed, people. I mean, do you understand that? And I know I keep obsessing because it's in the news what they're doing now. They don't show it to you. They just go, yeah, gestating on farms or embryos of humans growing in animals. No, it's beyond that. They take them out. They keep them alive. And notice they go, the only law is you don't put it in a real human woman. And don't worry, these creatures don't have any rights because they're not human and they're not animal. They're in that phantom zone. They're in that fifth dimension of the twilight zone. And they're just opening the gates of hell. And I just can't sit here and go along with all the pumps and the stupid Hollywood people and everyone preening and driving their $200,000 cars and getting off on being on TV. I don't even hardly watch when I'm on television. I hate it. I hate this whole culture. I hate the whole thing. It means nothing to me. It's all fake. It's all a facade. And behind it are mad scientists in the Hall of the Mountain King just doing God knows what super weapons. Antimatter bombs. Black holes. Huge cyclotrons. Splicing every plant and animal on the known face of the earth is the most satanic rituals you can imagine. Those are satanic rituals. Detonating hundreds of high-powered hydrogen bombs in the 1960s in the upper atmosphere to see if they could detonate the Earth's atmosphere and blow holes in the Van Allen radiation belt is so satanic. Splicing little babies with fish is satanic. Putting prions and all this garbage in our food is satanic. You think real Satanists go and just sit there and have sex with some hot chick on a black altar? That's how they get the low-level people in. Real Satanism is about murdering this planet. And all you stinking Satanists are nothing but cowards that have tried to join this system. You have no idea what Lucifer's got in store with you. You scum. You're going to be torn limb from limb slowly. You're going to beg. Your deaths are going to be slow. Know that, scum. The gulping humanoids in their tanks, scrabbling at the side with human horror in their eyes. But don't worry, Time Magazine will write some jokes. Media Matters will have little trendies with different colored socks and little beards that talk in metrosexual voices going, look at Alex Jones laughing about humanoids. You know, they've all had stories. It's so funny, isn't it? It's going to be funny when you're dying at 40-something of a neurological disorder. It's going to be real funny when your friends and family are all dying around you, but you'll be so in entertainment. And, oh, I brought flowers by. Yeah, she's dying at 30 of lung cancer. Oh, I'm doing a jog to find a cure. Yeah, you don't even care about people dying. The truth is you like it. You don't have any empathy. You don't care. You just want to go buy shampoo that has a little bunny symbol on it that says it wasn't tested on animals. Thank God the shampoo wasn't tested on animals. Again, what does Colonel Kurtz say? We train our men to drop fire on children. Napalm. We deliberately target children with hellfire, but then we court-martial our pilots if they write cuss words on their airplanes. We'll be back.
Jones. Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Something just happened that has explained why survival food is literally flying off the shelves and is sold out in many areas of the country. It caught me totally by surprise, and it involves FEMA. I couldn't believe FEMA tried this until I saw proof. Revealing their secret could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Watch the viral video at FEMA3.com before it disappears again. But be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is, they must know something we don't. Go to FEMA3.com to see the number one item you should be hoarding and why supplies of this critical item are so low or even completely sold out at many stores across America. Don't miss out. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in recent days. Go to FEMA3.com and discover the number one most critical item in a crisis. Watch the shocking video right now at FEMA3.com. Again, that's FEMA3.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. Yeah. I help the blind to see. I got
no friends.
I got no friends because they read the papers.
They can't be a scene.
With me.
I love it.
And
I'm feeling mean. No more, Mr. Nice Guy.
No more, Mr. Nice.
Oh, I'm going to be clean. I'm going to come clean with everybody.
No more, Mr. Clean.
There's not a better show than Al Schiff's show, by the way. Oh, I know, that's evil. But cross-species humanoids, that's not to be discussed. All right. Since I mentioned it, here's the Hillary piece where she says that she can't be bought. Well, I guess because you're already paid for. I guess that is true. Of course, whores aren't bought. Aren't they rented, actually? And I don't say you're a whore because you're a woman. I call the political class whores. Because every criticism of her turns into an attack on women. No. I once had a newspaper ask me, why do you call Hillary Clinton a whore? Well, if she isn't a political whore, I don't know what is. And so is John Boehner and Obama and all the rest of it. She's worse than that. I mean, in fact, I don't want to put down prostitutes. I don't mean sexual whore. I mean a whore to the establishment. Meanwhile, 6 million the last month, Infowars.com, Steve Watson article. Hillary claims she is not in the pocket of anyone after receiving 6 million from Soros last month. Let's go to that clip.
Well, look, anybody who knows me knows I'm not in the pocket of anyone, and anyone who thinks they can influence me certainly doesn't know me. But what I do think is interesting is I've laid out the most comprehensive, toughest, effective plan to make sure Wall Street never wrecks Main Street again.
Oh, no.
Don't take my word for it. That's what Paul Krugman and Barney Frank and others have said. But the really interesting part of this is how the Republicans have now been running about $6 million of ads against me, billionaire hedge fund guys, Karl Rove and others who are desperate to try to confuse Democrats about who has the best plan and best understanding of
Karl
Rove get this done.
What Karl Rove does is sit on top all the Republican grassroots money and funnel it off. Oh, Karl Rove doesn't like you. Oh, boy, the operatives for the Bushes that you call your family. I mean, just give me a break. You cannot get more establishment than Hillary Clinton. And that's why people are running to Sanders. And I get it. That's actually a good sign, even though he's socialist. But they'd run to a socialist over him, over her. Briefly, funding our operation, we have the very best nutraceuticals out there. The highest quality knockout has a whole bunch of the known ingredients, melatonin, L-tryptophan, valerian root. The list goes on and on. Where just one of the melatonin dose in this at $19.95 is the melatonin dose you get in most of the brands for $19.95. You understand? This isn't like there's, what is it, 8 or 9 ingredients and there's just a little bit of each. This has the normal dose of all of them in the, you know, FDA grass certified, you know, known as safe amounts in there for the same price as one ingredient. Explain that again. Infowarsstore.com. But it's not it's not $19.95 today, already a great price. It's $16 because it's 15% off for only 24 hours because we're going to start doing specials every day this week. So that's just today until tomorrow when the show kicks off at 11 a.m. Knockout 24-hour flash super sale, 15% off. Try it for yourself. And we've got the all-new Pro Max 4-stage filters with free shipping as well for your shower. So key to not absorb those poisons through your skin and breathe them. Infowarsstore.com. And we need the funding to put our reporters out there in the field, as you see, in the last week in 3 different states.
GCNLive.com today.
We'll be back. Stay with us.